Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Where Is It?
17th chapter of Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' or 'Behold, the kingdom of God is among you.'" Then he said to his disciples, "The day will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, there he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning lights the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his days. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The good news of Jesus. I deliberately chose good news because, ironically, a first reading of this passage doesn't seem like good news at all. So what is at issue here? All good Jews believed the Messiah would be some strong military leader who would free them from Gentile domination. And domination was a large part of their history as the chosen people. They were physically and emotionally exhausted. Why wasn't God coming to their rescue so they could be happy, prosperous, healthy? But the Trinitarian plan was in tune with the human experience. Our nature is to grow, and we have a common phrase, and that is growing pains. Growth is never easy for us. So in the eternal plan of creation, we had to get to a place where we could acknowledge we need serious help in order to become what God has intended. That means a mixture of wonder and happiness with pain and seeming hopelessness. We do not reach nirvana here, but we can have periods of ecstasy, which we have called love. We have a description of Jesus as suffering greatly. And my first reaction is to think of the crucifixion, but he also suffered the frustration and depression that comes from the rejection of his passionate message. And so do we suffer. Disappointment in relationships, illness and death of those we love, loss of a decent income, serious illness, limitations of aging, and the selfish attitude of others. I am convinced that our present major suffering comes from the selfish notion that freedom means I can do anything I want with regard for the well-being of the community. I can refuse to wear a mask, and if I'm spreading COVID, so what? I can carry an assault weapon in public, and if that threatens you, too bad. And then through gossip, we can lose our good name and our dignity. But suffering does end, and we can move forward or we can get stuck. Forward heals. Stuck means no way out. No chance of love, no chance of recovery. Hope can be the remedy, but in pain, anyone can lose that hope. Then we need to be lifeguards, that is, coming to one another's aid or rescue with loving presence. Our lifeguard training manual is the scripture, brought to life by the Spirit, who urges us to act in mercy and in love. Have we reread that manual lately?